Hi everybody, and welcome to Talking Tai Chi with the Teapot Monk. Here we're going to explore the many life-changing practices that begin with the study of Tai Chi, including Taoism, technology, teaching, and occasionally tofu. Hi, welcome back to Talking Tai Chi with the Teapot Monk. Today we begin our journey and start our exploration of what is Tai Chi. But instead of defining it, a rather meaningless task given the enormous cultural and linguistic issues involved, I'm going to begin with a question that is not only fundamental to all beginners of the art, but of equal importance to teachers, intermediate students, and everyone seeking to improve their practice. Why learn Tai Chi? Perhaps this is the question that begins our journey, but it's also the question to which we return again and again. Why learn? Why practice for decades, and why invest so much time and energy into this most noble of arts? Clearly the answer is going to vary from person to person. But as a teacher, I'm aware that a greater and greater number of students cite health as their primary motive. At times, health is referred to in physical terms, others mental, spiritual, philosophical, or even cultural. It is indeed a complex picture, but throughout these podcasts, we shall be looking into all of these different interpretations. But first, let's step back from the specifics. Tennyson said that knowledge comes, but wisdom lingers. And too often in Tai Chi, we get embroiled in details of knowledge, arguing over interpretation and authenticity. I'm going to do my best to avoid this tendency in these podcasts and instead try to focus on the larger picture. So we're going to look at a few reasons why you may learn Tai Chi. The first is letting go. When we begin to learn Tai Chi, we embrace something unique in our lives. Tai Chi teaches us in subtle ways the benefits of slowing down, relaxing during tense moments, and perhaps most importantly, to let things be. The concept of letting things be, or leaving alone, is generally misunderstood as non-intervention. But this is only a partial interpretation. It doesn't mean we don't get involved. Rather, that we choose the right moment with insight and patience. We'll look more at this concept in later podcasts. So what else does Tai Chi teach us? Well, number two, I would say, is to stop the chatter. It teaches us that by emptying our minds, we can find space for other things. Often we find this very difficult, as our present culture does not always look too favourably on emptiness and empty minds. Instead, we're encouraged to fill up our heads with facts, dry knowledge that enables us to quote interesting statistics but says very little about our capacity to keep quiet. So to balance this tendency, Tai Chi shows us how to put aside a little time for ourselves, a time that is genuine and qualitative and that enables us to disconnect from the matrix, even if just for a short while. Consequently, the spirit is replenished, the mind is quietened, and our energy levels are recharged. Number three, go slow. Whilst the rest of the planet finds itself distracted by the communications age and consequently accelerates in order to just keep up, the Tai Chi practitioner slows down, steps back, and watches as it all rushes by. Choosing the moment, the appropriate moment, to step in. We learn to breathe deeply, and while we may be distracted by technology and the 10,000 things, we are also diverted pleasantly by the texture of sunlight, the path of the moon, or the movement of wind moving over water. So in conclusion, why do we learn Tai Chi? Yes, we learn it for meditative, spiritual, and self-defense reasons. Yet for many, it begins once more with health. Physically, you choose to do something positive with your health, something that will play a consistent, incremental, and beneficial role in building your overall constitution, changing your posture, deepening your breath, and improving your overall strength. Finally, I would add one last one. One last reason, and that is it's good to do something that won't disappear in a couple of years. Ending up on a redundant rubbish heap, like one of the first MP3 players. It's good to practice something that has value independent of the time in which we begin to practice it. Tai Chi has been around a long time and is getting more popular. In part, this is because it's so open to all sexes, ages, and cultures. It's an art that you can practice today and still be perfecting it when you are walking your last days on this planet. It is an art that is pretty cheap to learn, requires neither special equipment nor clothes, and can be carried with you everywhere you go. Imagine, if you will, an exercise and health regime in the cloud, which is always there, pushed down to you at any time, in any place. Tai Chi is an art for life. This was the first episode in the Talking Tai Chi series with the Teapot Monk. Thanks for listening, and join me next week when we're going to be looking at what happens in a Tai Chi class. For an alternative look at the internal arts, visit teapotmonk.com for controversial articles, heated discussions, insightful interviews, and links to the two classic texts on Tai Chi, The Manual of Bing Heard Boxing, and of course, Tai Chi 50 Essential Questions and Answers. Got a comment or a suggestion? Tweet me at beancurdboxer or email beancurdboxer@gmail.com.